You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Delighted that you guys would join me for another episode of the E-Man After Show. Welcome back to We Talk Radio Network. I am E-Man. I'm so excited and delighted that you will join us on tonight. It is 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Time went back. And so we're so glad and appreciative that you guys would come on. It's really about 10 o'clock right about now, but it's 9 o'clock, so you get an extra hour to hang out with E-Man. I'm so appreciative to all of you that's over on the network tonight, all of you that's on the phone lines. Listen, we have a special edition of the E-Man After Show tonight. We just come off the Men to the Mentor show. We had another show on Men to the Mentor where we prayed. We had a young lady from North Dakota to call in and to pray. Minister Outlaw, she called in and she began to target prayers and to pray. And she's going to be on the E-Man After Show tonight. She's coming on the E-Man After Show tonight, and we'll continue in prayer like we did on last Sunday night. Let's kind of do a little recap of last Sunday night. Last Sunday night, we had Minister Ubed Smith and Deuteronomy 28 women. They were the well of women that they pray, and they was targeting Halloween because it was Halloween this past Sunday evening, and they came on and prayed. And we're just continuing in that same vein tonight. We're going to be praying. I got a minister by way of Chicago, Illinois, out of North Dakota. She's been in North Dakota for the last 7 years, and she's getting ready to come on because she have a prayer line ministry called Peace, Love, Joy, and Sound Mind Prayer Line. And she pray every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7 p.m. And if you guys get a pen, we're going to give you that number where if you want her to pray, she will pray for you. And tonight we're having her to come on and to pray tonight, and we're so appreciative that all of you guys would join us on the network tonight. We see you on We Talk Radio Network. We see you guys on the phone line. Listen, if you're going to prayer request and you need us to pray and touch and agree, you can call us here at 563-999-3456. That's 563-999-3456. Hit option one, and it signal us and let us know you want prayer, and we'll bring you into the conversation. We're so appreciative that all of you guys would join the E-Man After Show. Listen, we have a brand new website over here. You can check out our website. It's www.wetalkradio.com. Listen, we're on all social media, and you can check out this great network. Listen, you can go to we have a YouTube channel also. You can go to YouTube channel is We Talk Radio Network. You can like, you can share. You can even make a comment, but we'd love for you guys to subscribe over here on We Talk Radio Network, because we have a lot of great things that's going on over here on this particular network. Shout out to the founder and CEO, Ms. Kia Davis. She's a black woman. Yeah, this is a black-owned network, and we're so appreciative of her and all the things that she's doing in the community and for the community and just in the radio land. Why? Because Kathy Hughes is going off the scene, and Ms. Kia Davis is on the scene. We're celebrating 11 years over here on We Talk Radio. It's been 11 years. This is our 11-year anniversary. Yes, it is. And so we're so appreciative that all you guys would join us over here on We Talk Radio Network. Listen, if you want to contact E-Man or you want to write me with suggestions and anything you want us to talk about, because this is a men's show. This is where we men come around the domino table and we play a few dominoes. We're not literally playing dominoes. It's the concept of dominoes, because a lot of times when we meet playing dominoes, we just get into conversations and you sisters be standing around and you be like, is this how you men think? And so I come up with a concept that we'll come around the domino table, and this is where men come around the table and we have real men conversation. Because you know, in every man, there's a little boy that's trying to get out. And so that little boy show up and you sisters wouldn't understand us. And then that man would show up and you sisters wouldn't understand us. And so we so appreciative that you guys would come on, because we men, we come on the network and we sit around and we have topics that we talk about and we put out there and we discuss from, you know, a man's standpoint. And but tonight, it's the special edition of the E-Man After Show. We're doing something just a little bit different because we're in trying times. And we're having a young lady all the way from North Dakota. She's coming on tonight. She's going to be praying on the E-Man After Show. We're going to be lifting up those of you that's are grieving right now. We have a lot of situations that's going on. A lot of ones have lost their loved ones, and a lot of ones have having a heaviness of heart and need healing and need comforting and need finances. And she's going to be praying. It's Minister Annette Adlog. She's out of North Dakota, and she's going to be coming on to pray tonight. And we have your prayer request. We're going to put your, listen, if you have a prayer request and you want us to pray, call us at 563-999-3536 and hit option one, and we'll put your prayer request in the atmosphere. But I have this minister on the line. She's all the way from North Carolina. Minister Adlog, how are you?
Fine. How are you tonight?
I am doing absolutely fantabulous. I'm blessed, black, and highly favored, and I'm unappreciative. I mean, I'm so excited about it tonight. And so we so appreciative that you would join us again tonight. You was on the Man to the Mentor show just an hour ago, and you was praying. And we want to thank all of those that joined us over on Blog Talk Radio for the Man to the Mentor show. Minister, they were so appreciative of your prayers, and different one was writing in and commenting, and we so appreciate that you would take time to come out and pray on the E-Man After Show. And so to our listeners over here on the network, We Talk Radio Network, and to our family and to those on the phone line, why don't you just share in a few minutes a little bit about yourself, who you are, and what all you do in your ministry, ma'am?
Well, my name is Antoinette Outlaw. I've been a minister, I'll say about 3 years now. I got called to ministry. I have an organization called Against All Kind of Abuse, which specializes in not only talking about abuse, but I use it in I use the counseling in conjunction with helping people with their spirituality, because most of the times when people are going through depression and suicide and stuff, a lot of them, whether you believe it or not, don't have a higher power. They don't believe in anything, and that's why they become so mentally incapacitated. I just thank God for using me and using my gift, because I love to talk, but now I'm talking for Him. So I just thank God and I'm humbled to be on the show tonight.
Yes, well, we're so appreciative, and we thank God that you are here. We thank God for all that you are doing, and you know, your prayer line ministry was birthed out of that. It's a peace, love, and joy, sound mind prayer line. And you pray Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm going to give you guys a minute to get a pen, because we're going to get you guys right prayer line today. If you want this woman of God to pray, because she was powerful. She just prayed on the Men to the Mentor show, and we so appreciated that she would come on this show. For the last, I just think it's ironic that, you know, a lot of times you just have to be spirit-led. You know, it's ironic we had a prayer ministry on last Sunday night praying, and we have one on tonight, which suggests to me that we need to pray, because Scripture teaches us, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and then turn from their wicked ways, God said He will heal the land. This land need a lot of healing, don't you think, ma'am?
Yes, it does.
Yes, a lot of people are going through trying times, and a lot of people are going through adversities, and our loved ones are dying around us, our friends, and people just, you know, dealing with a lot. And so we just want to, we're in this season of prayer, and we want to thank you for taking the time out to pray tonight. We're going to target a few prayers, like I said. We're going to target a few prayers, and we're going to take a few prayer requests for you guys that want prayer. So if you got a pen, we want you to write Minister Outlaw prayer line number down. The prayer line number is 425-436-6200, access code 304-247-POUND. Let me give you that number once again. That prayer line number is 425-436-6200, access code 304-247 pound. If you'll write that number down and she pray in the afternoon, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, just give her a call. She'll stop and pray for you when you call her. You know, and we so appreciative that you will join us on tonight to pray. Why? Because, you know, a lot of things are going on. We want to minister as we just right off the bat. Mandy, the mentor, she is a part of the E-Man After Show, and she's out tonight. We want you to lift up Mandy, the mentor. We want you to lift up Sammy Jones and the Hill family. That's Mandy family. They lost their father on this Tuesday, and they're laying him to rest on Saturday. So we want you to cover Mandy, the mentor, and Sammy Jones and the Jones family. Also, Tamaya Smith, we want you to cover Tamaya. Tamaya is the daughter of Miss Kia Davis, which is the owner of this network. She lost her father this week, and we definitely want you to lift her up and the Jones family and the Smith family. We want to cover them in prayer. We want to cover Pastor Jeremy Glenn. This pastor is the pastor on this particular network. He rushed his mother to the hospital on this afternoon, and we've been praying for her. And so, Minister, we want you to lift that up just as well tonight. And those of you that's out on the network or listening on the network or on the phone lines, if you got a prayer request, this powerful woman of God, she's getting ready to pray. When we come out of break, she's going to be praying tonight. She's going to be targeting prayer. She's going to be comforting and praying for comfort. She's going to be praying for heaviness of heart, for finances, for healing. We also, minister, we want you to lift up all ministries. We are so appreciative that your pastor, you know, is Minister Outlaw. I think it was an awesome thing to hear your pastor call in on the Mandy the Mentor Show just a minute ago. Celebrate you. A beautiful, beautiful man to God, and to encourage you and to speak highly of you, you know, because there's a lot of people in church that they probably wouldn't do that for, you know, but it speaks a whole lot of you and your character that your pastor called in from Chicago, Illinois, and to recognize you on the Mandy the Mentor Show. Why? Because they support you like that. And your pastor name is Lorenzo Rush and First Lady, what is it, Veronica Rush?
She's actually the
co-pastor Veronica Russ with Faith Walk Worship Ministry. And so we so appreciative of Pastor calling in on the show just a minute ago just to honor you and you know, and I take the time to share that because anytime your pastor stop and celebrate you and, you know, congratulate you and all the things you do, it's, you know, behind the scene, you must be spectacular because, you know, from what I just heard him say, he spoke highly of you, and if they appreciate you like that, I wonder what you is up close. Never met you, but you're a follower of the Man to the Mentor Show, and you're my sister in Christ, and I'm your brother in Christ, and just how God connects and does things. And so we so appreciative that you would take the time, ma'am, and to pray for us tonight. And so those of you on the phone lines, those of you are standing by, we're going to take a break, and when we come out of this break, Minister Outlaw, she's going to begin to pray, and we so appreciative to all of you guys that would join us tonight. Listen, if you want her to pray, you can call us here at 563-999-3456. Hit option one. It signal us and let us know that you want to come into the conversation or you want to pray. It's a special edition of the E-Man After Show tonight. Why? Because God has just taken us a different way these last 2 weeks, and we just somewhat follow the Holy Spirit in a lot of things that we do, and being the producer and the host of this show, we just want to continue. I also want you to lift up this network. Well, I want you to lift up Week Radio Network. It's a lot of great things that's getting ready to happen in the 2022 and the Man to the Mentor Network, the Man to the Mentor Show. We want you to keep these two networks lifted up because we know God is using in this platform for a lot of different reasons. And we want you to cover that also tonight, Minister, when we come back out of break. And we're going to just let you go in your own way. But we got to take a break. And when we come back, we shall be praying. You guys keep it locked. It is the E-Man After Show on We Talk Radio Network. We'll be back, guys, right after this.
We We Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action, using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, WeTalk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit our website at www.WeTalkRadio.com.
Searching for peace that we cannot find. Yeah, yeah. Asking questions 'cause we don't know why. Oh, yes. We all need you to make a way. And we all need
back. We're back in the building. So excited and delighted that you guys would join me for another episode on the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network. We're so appreciative to all of you guys that listening over there on the network. We're so excited and delighted that you will hang out with us once again for another great episode. We are praying. This is the special edition of the E-Man After Show. We're praying once again tonight. We're praying for just a lot of situations that's going on in the land. We're praying for a lot that's going on because people are dealing with a lot. You know, we're losing friends and loved ones. We have a powerful woman of God, Chief, out of Chicago, by way of Chicago, Illinois, but she's from North Dakota, and she has a prayer line ministry, and we have her on tonight, Minister Outlaw. She is with us. Are you with us, ma'am?
Yes, I am. Good evening. And
we're so appreciative that you would come with us on tonight and begin to pray and bombard heaven on the behalf of our sisters and brothers all around the world and just dealing with, just a lot going on. And so we so appreciative, ma'am, because people's hearts are heavy. They're trying to figure it out. But once again, if we just, because, you know, scripture teaches us over in Isaiah 65 and 24, he have already answered us. Even before we pray, before we can write the prayer request down, God said he have already heard your prayer and answered your prayer. And so, you know, we just trusting God tonight in every situation, connecting our faith. So, minister and powerful woman of God, we're going to turn it over to you, and we're just going to ask you to pray and just go in your own way as the Lord use you tonight. Listen, those of you guys that are standing by on the phone line, you can hit option one and signal me and let me know that you want to pray. Thank you for listening to the E-Man After Show. And Minister Outlaw, it's all yours, ma'am.
Yes. I'm going to start prayer as far as, because I know it's a thing, it's a heaviness going on. But I also wanted, that heaviness could be in different levels, different areas. Heaviness, death is the number one thing why people are feeling heavy in this season, especially because it's the holidays. But it's other things that comes, other reasons why people are feeling heaviness. And I want to pray over all of these things, and I want to do what the Spirit leads me to do and what the Spirit leads me to say this evening. We're not only dealing with people calling in that's dealing with death. It's people that need encouragement that causes heaviness of stress, heaviness of anger, heaviness. If you're feeling heaviness because of loneliness or guilt or shame or sadness, but most of all of depression, I want you to know that God is good even through all of that. He can help you with all of it. All he needs you to do is to turn it all over to him today. And that's what this prayer is about, releasing all of those things that you are feeling, that you are saying, that the devil is trying to get you to say to yourself. Because what after tonight, you're going to say, when the devil tells you what you are not, you are going to tell him what you are. And you are a child of the Most High God. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And Father God, I ask you right now to come in this place, be in me and through me, Father God, because you are the potter and I am the clay. Make me and mold me, Father God. Father God, those that are calling because they have lost someone, their mothers, their fathers, Father God, even a friend or a coworker or a neighbor, Father God, I ask you to look over them right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you said you the needs according to our riches and glory, Father God. And Father God, we are all on this line in agreement, even the ones that are in the chat rooms, the ones that clicked on the link, the producer, Father God. We are all in agreement, Father God, and touching and on one accord, Father God, asking you to deliver us from this heaviness, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
That these things we are feeling is not of you, that they come from Satan, Father God. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants us to stay wrapped up in depression, wrapped up in loneliness, wrapped up in being sad, wrapped up in fear today, wrapped up in guilt and shame, wrapped up in loneliness and anger, Father God. But you are of none of those things. You state in your word that you represent peace, love, joy, and a sound mind. So, Father God, we know in this time of bereavement that it's hard to feel peace. peace. It's hard to have a sound mind. It's hard to definitely feel love around you at this time when everything in you want to scream, Father God. But Father God, I say in the anointings and the boldness of my words that it won't leave right now, but it shall come to pass. That all this shall pass if we look to the hills which come in our help, and our help cometh from the Lord today. Father God, we just thank you that you gave us the opportunity, Father God, to change the unchangeable and reach the unreachable today. Father God, because those that we have lost, they don't want us walking around depressed. They don't want us walking around sad. They want us to finish living because that's what they want to do. They want us to finish living. So, Father God, we don't want to live a life just in honor of them, but we want to live a life according to you in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, if we're walking around depressed and sad and feeling heavy, we're not focusing on your word. We're not focusing on you, Father God. So, Father God, today, all of the people that are dealing with these issues that I spoke of, Father God, we want to look past our problems and look forward to your promises today. In Jesus' name, look over the producer, Father God, that's going through loss. Look over Mandy, Father God. Look over the other caller, Father God. That mother is in the hospital today. You can reverse anything today in Jesus' name. Father God, I don't care what the doctor report says. I'm going by your report. And your report says that if we believe that you can change it, you will change it. You said we have the faith. Weight of a mustard seed that you shall prevail, and I have faith that his mother is going to rise from that bed. I have faith that that grief is going to be moved. I have faith that that depression you're going into that's making you carry heaviness is going to be removed. I have faith that that sadness is going to be gone as long as you allow God in. Father God, we thank you for not just throwing yourself on us because you're not a God that bombards people, but you're a God that loves people. And no matter what we say, even when we lie, steal, and kill and deny you, Father God, Father God, you are still there. You're waiting on us to take our hands off the knob and open up the door today. And Father God, they open up the door and saying yes. Yes to relieving themselves. Yes to feeling free today. But most of all, yes to being covered in your blood. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Do we touch and agree? We definitely touch and agree. It is so, and so it is. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Minister Outlaw. She's from North Dakota. She's praying for us on tonight. We are targeting prayers, and we so appreciate it to all of you guys that would stay up late to join the E-Man After Show. I know it's a late show. It's 9 o'clock, and a lot of people are getting ready to go to bed or wind down, but you decided you wanted to join the E-Man After Show. You can join me here every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Why? Because we men come around the domino table and we sit around the table and we talk and we have a good time and we talk about issues that you want us to talk about. And listen, you can join all the shows over here on We Talk Radio. We have something for you every day of the week. We just want you to go over to the network, go over to YouTube and check out all our videos and everything that's on YouTube. We want you to check out the whole network of We Talk Radio. But tonight is a special edition of the E-Man After Show. We're in a season of prayer, and this minister has a prayer line ministry, and we're bringing her on tonight just to pray. And she just prayed for us. And we touch and agree. Why? Because every now and then, I mean, I think it's scripture teaches us, you know, for a spirit of heaviness, a garment of praise. I mean, whatever you do, you can praise God. You can lift your hands and begin to worship God. And as she prayed that spirit out, we touch and agree, and we rebuke every sadness and any demonic spirit that the enemy will try to put on you. The blood cover you tonight. And so, Minister Outlaw, we thank you so much that you are taking the time to pray. And ma'am, if you would pray for those that seeking for finances. I see a few wrote in and they want to be prayed for finance. They're looking for a financial breakthrough, looking for jobs. People are without jobs right now and they are trying to make ends meet. So pray for that person around the network, around the world that needing finances, if you will, ma'am.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, you said we ask, we shall receive. So Father God, I'm praying that you give them the desires of their hearts and meet the needs today. Father God, I know that we want things in life, Father God, and sometimes it's not things aligned with you. But Father God, that's why we are praying. That's why we are seeking. That's why we are fasting, Father God, because we don't want what man wants us to have. We want what you give us, Father God. And Father God, I thank you that right now we might not have all we need, but we have what you require in us. Father God, I want you to give us not just giving us things, but give us wisdom. And once we receive the financial blessing, Father God, I want you to bless us to spend wisely, Father God. Father God, I want us to have joy in our giving, because when you bless us, we have to pay our tithes and our offerings. So, Father God, when we do these things, we don't want to do these things out of frustration. We don't want to do these things just because it's required. Father God, we want to have joy in our giving. And Father God, I want to pray that we learn that once you bless us with these financial blessings, that you teach us how to save and invest, so we won't be back in that hole that you got us out of, in the name of Jesus. Pray that you would lead us to the wise financial advice, and when we look for help, we will find it in a trusted source who can give us this direction as to where best to save and to invest our resources. Please provide us with other needs today and help them to save for their futures. Help them to be responsible with their finances and trust in you as their provider, Father God. Because at the end of the day, Father God, all we have, all that we are, comes from you. And Father God, when you bless us with these things, Father God, we want to be a blessing to someone else today, Father God. Father God, we are asking people that are praying for their mortgages to get paid, their car notes, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, they're praying for all type of things. But Father God, we know that you're not a God that give us half of anything. You're not going to bless us with a home and don't have a way to pay the mortgage. You're not going to give us a car. Don't give us a way to put gas in it. Father God, you're not going to give us a job and we don't know how to get to it, Father God. So, Father God, in the things that we are asking, once you bless us, Father God, let us learn, Father God, to bless someone else, Father God. Father God, I say in the anointings and the boldness of my words that we will start flipping our blessings. If everyone flipped their blessing, when you bless them, the world will be a better place, Father God. It'll be more givers than takers. Remove that spirit of taking today in the name of Jesus. And Father God, first and foremost, let us pray more for others than we pray for ourselves. In Jesus' name, because you are blessing us according to how we are acting towards others. We can expect for you to bless us financially when we're not living according to your laws and your ways. We can expect you to bless us financially when we're not loving our neighbor or praying for our enemies. So, Father God, in the blessing us, teach us, Father God, how to keep those blessings rolling. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen and amen. Yes, we touch and agree with that prayer. It is so, and so it is. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you over on the network. We want to thank all you guys on the phone lines. We see you on the phone lines. We see you on the network. We have a minister, Antoinette Allow. She's out of North Dakota, and she's praying tonight. She have a prayer line ministry, and she's on Bombard in Heaven on our behalf tonight. Why? Because Scripture teaches us, if my people who are called by my name and humble themselves and pray. And so we are praying tonight. This is the special edition of the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network. We so appreciate that all you guys will join us tonight. This minister is pouring out. We are targeting prayer. She are lifting the body of Christ up. But we got to take a break. And when we come back out of this break, Minister Outlaw, she's going to continue to pray. You guys keep it locked. We'll be back with more prayer right after this.
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Ho! brothers and sisters. I want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be that you love the most unlovable part of me? Of me. How could you see? Your life was the only gift I left for me. To be free. It's amazing with you. I win even if I do. Everything's working for my good for a way.
Come on.
He saved the day.
Woo.
He will come through. He won't know that's not what superheroes do.
Hallelujah.
No way to love makes my heart beat. All I wanna do is make you proud of me.
That's why.
You cover me.
I appreciate it.
A mystery.
It's amazing how
your patience with me, God will never leave.
You don't give up on me.
Don't ever leave.
Help me.
Help me to be like you.
Like you.
No matter what I go through,
hey.
Everything's working for my good for a way.
Let me tell you what he does.
He saved the day.
And he will.
He will come through.
Hallelujah. The church saying, come on.
Loving you, loving me.
Jesus loving you.
Will be the death of me.
It sounds crazy, don't it? Hey.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Let me tell you what it means.
More less of me.
That's why.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Father,
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
I really mean it this time.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Jesus.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Let me tell you what it does.
He saved the day.
Come on.
He will come through.
He will let you down, but
he won't know that's not what superheroes do.
See, I will never find
no greater
a love like this.
Makes my heart beat.
The Savior.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Yes.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
We Talk Radio Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. I am so excited and delighted that you guys will join me for another episode right here up the show. I'm so appreciative to all of you guys that would stay up tonight to get some prayer, because we're all praying tonight. We have a minister, Annette Allog out of North Dakota. She's praying tonight. We're targeting a few prayers. Why? Because this is a season that we need to pray. And so we're doing a special edition of the E-Man After Show where we're just coming on to pray. And this powerful woman of God, Minister Allog, she has a prayer line ministry. And her prayer line ministry is Peace, Love, Joy, and Sound Mind Prayer Line Ministry. And she prayed Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And if you got a pen, you can write this number down. That's 425-436-6200, access code 304-247. And so we're so appreciative that all of you guys will join us on tonight. Mandy is out tonight. And we want to continue to lift up Mandy and her family. She lost her father this week, and they're laying him to rest on Saturday. We want to lift up Tamaya Smith. That's the daughter of Miss Kia Davis. She lost her father. And all of those, we just want to lift up those that have lost loved ones. And we're so appreciative that Minister Allog is here tonight, and she's praying. Minister, are you back with us?
Yes, sir.
Yes, well, we're so excited and delighted, ma'am, that you will be praying on tonight. Those of you that may have a prayer request, we see you standing by on the phone lines. If you want to get your prayer request in, you have to hit option one. You can call us here at 563-999-3456. Hit option one, and we'll bring you in, and Minister Outlaw, she'll pray. This is a powerful woman of God. We want to give a shout-out to her pastor, a Rush up there in Chicago from Faith Walk Worship Ministry. We're so appreciative of him and co-pastor Veronica Rush. We're so appreciative of them that support their member and Minister Allog. And so, Minister, we're going to keep praying. And we want to keep praying. We'll pray for finances. We'll pray for heaviness of heart. Just want to pray for comfort tonight, that God would comfort each and every person that's listening by way of We Talk Radio Network and the E-Man After Show. And then I'm going to ask you to lift up all ministries. You know, I'm a member of the Potter's House here down in Dallas, Texas for the last 27 years. I've been honored to serve Bishop Jakes and the Potter's House family. And to whatever your ministry is, we want you to lift up ministries for us just as well, ma'am. So it's all yours, and you can just go as the Lord leads you, ma'am.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this day. I know we will not just only pray for healing, but people need prayer because they're living with pain. And when the healing does not come right away, because some people gets bitter when they're eating. They sometimes want to curse God. They want to ask God why they're going through all these things. And I know that from personal experience. But we need to know that even though we go through seasons of suffering, that behind every storm, there is a rainbow. And God is a healer. He's a deliverer. And he also sets free today. He died for our sins. He died because he wants to carry all of our loads today. So for those that are on this line that are calling in because they have health complications, he is going to heal you. And I'm not in this prayer that I'm going to say, I'm praying that it's done already, because I have more than this is the faith, the grain of a mustard seed, that he shall prevail. But we're going to have more than a mustard seed of faith tonight. We're going to praise him like the healing has already took place, because we're praying and praying the same prayer. But there's a good reason sometimes why that healing hasn't took place, because you could be saying things and not trusting and believing for him to do it. So tonight, we're going to pray that, okay, you prayed the prayer of healing, but I want you to believe that prayer that you prayed. We're not, after tonight, we're not just going to be praying just to be praying. We're going to start believing in the things that we are speaking, because we need to speak life into those elements. You need to speak life into your mental capabilities. You need to speak life into your sicknesses, into your family sicknesses. We need to speak life into all those things that lie dormant in us while we're constantly walking around feeling heavy, whether it's from sickness, death, or childhood traumas. Father God, we just thank you today.
Yes.
Father God, we know that you are a healer and a deliverer. Father God, I know that the ones that's calling you on this line, whatever it is that's going on with them, I trust and believe in your word. I trust and believe in the anointing that you placed in me, that when they hang up this phone, that those burdens will be lifted, that those legs will stop hurting, that that pain in your wrist will go away in the name of Jesus, that pressure you feel in your head from those headaches will be removed, that blood pressure will finally get stable, that kidney disease will be removed, that heart disease be removed, that cancer will be removed, that sickle cell will be removed, that lupus will be removed in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
You know that all these sicknesses that come in our body is a result, but most of all, from stress. So, Father God, we ask you to remove the stress in our lives, whether it's people, places, and things, Father God, because we can't serve you. We cannot serve you being sick and full of sickness. We can't serve you being bitter. We can't serve you harboring hatred today and all these things that are unlike you, Father God, that is a result of our sickness, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask that when those cancer patients are sitting in those chairs, Father God, going through that chemo and going through that radiation, Father God, as they're putting that stuff in their body, Father God, you detox it right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father God, that person that's having surgery tonight or tomorrow morning, Father God, when that doctor grabbed the scalpel, I ask you to take the wheel today. Father God, I ask you to do the cutting and the sewing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That cancer that they're trying to cut out, that tumor that they're trying to find, Father God, they can't find it anymore, Father God, because you have shrunken in the name of Jesus. Father God, I'm believing in your healing, Father God, because you deliver us set free. So, Father God, once you heal us, well, I want you to purify us, not only our bodies, but our homes and our environments, Father God. Then I need you to detox their minds, Father God, because people that live in being sick all the time, it affects their mental capabilities, Father God. So, Father God, I need you to take that sickness out of their brains today, Father God. Let them say that they are well. Let them feel that they are well. Let them see that they are healed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you today. And you can fight that cancer. You can fight that liver disease. You can fight that multiple sclerosis in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Healing is taking place right now in your body. As you are listening to my voice, as you are speaking life into yourself, as you rest tonight, because sometimes healing takes place in the body when you are asleep. So as you are sleeping tonight, he is cleaning out those blood cells. He is fixing those organs. He's moving them around and adjusting them and get the things that need to be got out of there in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Father God, touch their brains today. Father God, remove all tumors today. Remove all aneurysms today in the name of Jesus. Then I want you to take my hand and reach their chest, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I speak against those blockages in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. That heart disease in the name of Jesus. Those clogged arteries right now, Father God, will be unclogged in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Yes. In the name of
Thank
Jesus.
You.
Thank
and we're
going to
pray because it's already done. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen and amen and amen. It is so and so it is. We touching and agreeing with those prayers on tonight. Give Minister Outlaw that she would be praying on tonight. Those of you that's standing by on the phone lines, those of you that's trusting God in every area of your life. This one, this minister is from North Dakota, and she's pouring out in her spirit, and we're so appreciative of all of you that would join us on tonight. This is the special edition of the E-Man After Show. And so, ma'am, we're going to target one more prayer, if you will, if you would just continue to pray for all ministry. if you just lift up all ministries all around, it would be for finances and wisdom. A lot of churches are opening back up due to COVID. Some are not opening back up. But we just want you to cover all ministries, even your prayer ministry. We, you know, and other prayer ministry. I put Deuteronomy 28 ministry on the prayer list today because that is another prayer line ministry. And just praying for all prayer line ministries and just ministries as a whole, ma'am, if you're praying in that area.
Yes, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you most of all for this platform that you have blessed us with to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, because none of this would be taking place if it wasn't for you, Father God. Father God, we ask you to look over the producer of this show. We ask you to look over Mandy, Father God. We ask you to look over the hierarchies, Father God, the ones that own the network, Father God. Look over their families, Father God. Look over them, Father God, as individuals, Father God, going to each one of their households, Father God. You know the things that they pray for, meet the needs. Father God, we ask you to look over their churches where they reside, Father God. Look over the Potter's House, Father God. Look over Faith Walk Ministries, Father God. Look over Street Relief, Father God. Look over New Hope, Father God. Look over New Rock of Ages, Father God. Father God, look over all the online churches, Father God, that's been brought about due to this pandemic, Father God. I thank you for all the business that was started during this pandemic, Father. I thank you for showing up and showing out, Father God, because you prophesied and you placed gifts in us, Father God. And some of us was lying dormant on those gifts, Father God, not having faith, Father God, to proceed, Father God. So, Father God, you had to shut everything down, Father God, for us to trust in you, to remember who you are today, Father God, because you are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Father God. So I thank you, Father God, that when you shut everything down, we were forced, Father God, to reach inside ourselves and research, Father God, and depend on those gifts that you put in us to finally use them in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we know that those gifts brought about ministries, brought about businesses, brought about new life today in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for our leaders today. Continue to cover them, lead them, guide them, Father God. Remove that spirit of depression and anxiety and panic attacks and suicide among our leaders, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Bless their mental capabilities, Father God. Let them continue to pour into their sheep that we need to pour back into our leaders, Father God. Let us show them more appreciation, more love, more gratitude, Father God. But most of all, more patience in the process, Father God, because you're not a genie. We're not going to pray today and something happens tomorrow. Father God, you do what you do in your time, Father God. So, Father God, give us the wisdom and the knowledge to have patience to wait on your process, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to show up, show out in everyone's lives. Continue to hug this world, Father God. Continue to bless everyone that is worshiping you, Father God, down from the mothers, the deacons, the ushers, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Everyone that makes up the body of Christ, Father God. Father God, protect our temples. We know that they are buildings and that you are everywhere, and we can worship you anywhere. So, Father God, give us the boldness, Father God, to start coming out of those buildings, Father God, and start going into the streets and ministering, Father God, in the name of Jesus, like they used to do in the olden days, Father God. They used to stand on the corners and pass tracks, Father God, and have that blowhorn hollering and screaming about the name of Jesus, that Jesus loves and Jesus saves in the name of Jesus. Father God, let's continue to go back to basics, Father God. Let's continue, Father God, to thank you for who you are. And I thank you, Father God, for bringing us back to those basics, because some of us forgot to trust in you. Father God, you said to be in the world but not of the world, Father God. And the reason why all this stuff is going on, because we are too much a part of this world, Father God. So, Father God, pull us back, Father God. Decrease us and increase you today.
Yes.
In Jesus. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Ah, yes, it is so, and so it is. We touching and agreeing. We so appreciative that Minister Allah will come on and pray tonight. She have pulled out her heart on tonight. She have ministered on the Mandy the Mentor show. And she's ministering now on the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. I want to give a shout out to the founder and CEO, Ms. Kia Davis, who allowed this kind of platform to go forth. So appreciative of her. So appreciative of all of you guys on the phone line. Listen, if you want to get some more of this prayer, this woman of God will be praying for you. You can contact her at 425-436-6200, 304-247-POUND. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Contact her by that number, and she'll pray with you. And we so appreciate it. We see you guys standing by on the phone line. Minister, I'm going to take one call here just before we go off the air. I see someone flagging. I see a few people flag. They always flag by time if we get ready to go off the show. But I'm going to take one call, and let's see who this is. Last four numbers, 3900. You're on with Minister Allow out of North Dakota. Hello, who is this?
This is Dwayne Williams from Dallas, Texas. I first want to say when prayers go up, blessings come down. My condolences to Mandy, but I just left the nursing home with a good friend of mine, Pastor David Sanders, and he's suffering with obesity amongst other things, underlying conditions. And I'm asking the pastor to pray for him this evening because there's a lot going on in his body. And I'm praying for rest for tonight because he's having problems with sleeping due to all his conditions and amongst other things. So I'm praying that you'll lift him and his family up as well as myself and my family. You know, I have a little under David Sanders.
David Sanders. So, Minister Allow, will you?
David.
Okay.
Yes.
Will you lift up, Minister? Will you lift up Mr. Sanders and the Williams family on tonight?
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to go over into that hospital room and visit Mr. Sanders today, Father God. Father God, this is your child, Father God. Father God, you are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Father God, you said we ask, we shall receive. So, Father God, I'm trusting in the anointing and the bones of my words, Father God, that healing is going to take place tonight as he rests, Father God. Father God, let him sleep like he never slept before. Father God, remove all aching elements, Father God, all underlying conditions, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, that we know that the doctor has one report, but your report is final, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, he will be released from that hospital soon, Father God. His strength will be restored, and he will be renewed and rebooted in Jesus' name. You said speak those things to existence as they are, and I'm speaking healing in his body right now. I'm speaking rest today in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Rest without pain tonight. He will rest without agony tonight. But Father God, most of all, he will rest in you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father God, look over the what's the family name?
Williams family.
Look over the Williams family, Father God. You know what they stand in the need of. Meet the needs today according to your riches and glory. Father God, I speak healing in that family. I speak deliverance over that family. I speak financial blessing over that family, Father God, so they can get the desires of their hearts, Father God. Whatever it is that family needs, Father God, I ask you to bless them right now, Father God. Whatever stored up you have for them, release it right now, Father God. Father God, we know that this is a harvest season, Father God. So, Father God, I ask you to bless them tremendously, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, there's going to be a testimony after these tests that they go through, Father God, in Jesus' name. You're going to show up and show out in their lives. You're going to move mountains, Father God, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, look over them. Continue to bless them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Well, caller, we appreciate you calling. And you be blessed, and you walk into that deliverance and that healing, sir.
Thank you.
Hey, good night.
You're welcome.
Well, we're so appreciative of all of you guys that standing by the phone lines. We're so appreciative of all of you guys that's on the phone line. Minister Allow, you have pulled your heart out, and we thank God for you. We thank God for you that you have come on the show tonight. We thank you for coming on the Man to the Mentor show tonight. We're so appreciative that you would take the time out and pray. Thank you for your pastor coming on. We want to continue to, I'm going to reach out to your pastor and connect with him. And woman of God, we're going to have you back. We're going to have you back to pray. We're going to have you back to minister to us in your own way. But I really want, from the bottom of my heart, on the behalf of Mandy and myself and Gradio and Kia Davis and the whole We Talk family, we appreciate it. Those on the network, we know they appreciate the prayers. And we're walking by faith, and we trust in God because we know he have already done it. And so we leave back into you. And I want to pray for those that's on the phone lines. Tell a friend, we'll be back next Sunday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, the E-Man After Show. We want you to go on and listen to all the shows right here on We Talk Radio. Join us tomorrow night. It is the Kia D Unplugged Show at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we're so appreciative. And listen, as me and Mandy would always say, let's think big, B-I-G, because I believe in God and God believes in me, and we all live in proof. And so, Minister Allow, as we go out tonight, I'm going to pray restoration back into you. I pray that you will have a blessed week. Spirit of the living God, as we pour restoration back into this woman of God, have pulled out. We cover her now from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, and we speak no weapon formed against her will prosper. Father God, we thank you for everything that she has pulled out. Strengthen her in her mortal body. Everything that she has pulled out, God, re-strengthen her. Give her strength and restoration. Cover her. Let this be the best week of her life, God. Father God, bless her in every area of her life, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. And Father God, we thank you for what you're doing in her and through her and for her. We pray for her family now. We pray for her church family. We lift up her her pastor and her first lady, Father God. We lift up those that support her, God. Father God, let her have every desire of her heart, God. Thank you, Lord, for her ministry. We cover her ministry, Father God. Father God, we ask, God, that you would just continue to use her in such a mighty way. And we thank you for this gift and calling that you have called in her, put in her, God. Because, Father God, we praise you and we honor you for all things. Because, God, you do all things well. And, Father God, we thank you for this network. We thank you for those that's on the network that's listening right now. We thank you for those that's on the phone line. Great God that you are, thank you for this day, because this has been a blessed day. This has been a wonderful day. And, Father God, in the morning when we rise again, God, we're going to always give your name the glory, the praise, and the honor. We're going to worship you through the good times and the bad times and the worst times. So why, God? Because you are God and you're God all by yourself. And, God, if you don't do anything else, you done enough for us always to say thank you. And we bless your name tonight, God. And God, we praise and honor you because you do all things well. Until we meet again on the E-Man After Show, thank you for this platform. Father God, thank you for this powerful woman of God. And Lord, we'll give you the glory and the praise and the honor. It is in your Son, Jesus' divine and holy name, because I decree and declare this will be the best week for some listener on this line tonight, on this network. Yes, you're going to have a blessed week. I decree and declare it. You're going to be healed. I decree and declare it tonight in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for comfort. We thank you for comfort in those that lost their loved ones. I touch and agree with this woman of God tonight. And you say if two or three of us touch and agree, God, that you will be in the midst. And you're already in the midst. God, we thank you tonight, God, because you do all things well. And we trust and believe, God, in your word. This is our prayer on tonight. In your Son, Jesus' divine and holy name, we ask it all. Let the blessed saints of God say amen, amen, and amen. Well, amen, woman of God. With Minister Allow, we appreciate you. We're going to be reaching out to you because we're going to have you back on the Man to the Mentor show and the E-Man After show. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this woman of God has a powerful testimony. When I tell you she has a powerful testimony, she has a powerful testimony. And we're going to have her back to share her testimony and all the things that God is doing in her life. And so, we appreciate you. Get you some rest and have the best week of your life this week. In Jesus' name. Yes. Well, we want to thank all of you that joined us on tonight. And we'll be back next Sunday night. It is the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.